The Bible is the inerrant word of the living God. It is not printer's ink and paper. The word is a person. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus Christ, and his name is called the Word of God. To the redeemed, the Bible is the sword of the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, but the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This living word is the answer to all life's questions. This living word is the solution to all life's problems. This living word fills all life's voids and is an eternal purpose to an otherwise purposeless life. Yea, even as Isaiah 61:3 reads, beauty for ashes. Are you born again? Are you ready for answers, solutions, and fulfillment? Do you yearn to be free of this life's sin, shame, and fear? Do you yearn for the power to overcome the wiles of the devil? Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, is the living Word of God, and He stands to deliver you today. Make your move. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now, for today's subject. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? God said, Psalms 91:7 through 10, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. God said, Colossians 3:5 and 6, Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Man said, Man is an animal too. Fornication is a natural animal drive and is to be freely entered into and even celebrated. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 714 that will once again prove the full inerrancy of God's holy word found in the majority text. All of these powerful features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the blood-bought and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. Three, imagine, you can download nearly 180 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. May God's face shine upon you and your family with light and truth. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. God's promises are steadfast and sure, just as are all of his pronouncements, which certainly include all of his commandments. Another passage is Galatians 6:7, and it reads, Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Jesus said the word of God cannot be broken. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 reads, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it." If you visit God Said, Man Said frequently, you are familiar with the following law. Because God's word is the unvarnished truth, every commandment of God has inherent within it a blessing or a curse. Obey the commandment and enjoy the blessing of doing the right thing. Disobey and suffer the curse of doing the wrong thing. It is just that simple. Biblical detractors claim to be interested in truth, but in reality, they want to discredit the truth to cover their own evil ways. Jesus reveals this carnal deception in John 3, 19 and 20, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Those looking for proof need to look no further than the consequences of disobedience. A marvelous promise-laden passage that the childlike glory in is found in Psalms 91, 7 through 11 that I read earlier. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Is this just one of what the skeptics call biblical exaggerations? Or is this miraculous statement the literal truth? The answer will become obvious. Several excerpts follow from the God Said, Man Said series, The Literal Difference is Staggering, which will demonstrate the inescapable, deadly results of disregarding God's commandments. The pattern in this series describes the situation and reports on how the two camps, obedient and disobedient, fared. The situation. God commands for male children to be circumcised in the Old Testament, and now doctors in Africa have discovered that this procedure is their most effective weapon against AIDS because it reduces the infectious risk by half. It will save millions of lives. Yet a concentrated effort has been underway for decades to destroy male circumcision. In the camp of the disobedient, those negatively affected, millions of deaths. In the camp of the obedient, those negatively affected, zero. Note, circumcision is no longer a spiritual requirement for the New Testament believer, but it still demonstrates serious benefits to the human condition. The situation. God commands against the consumption of alcoholic beverages. In the camp of the disobedient, those negatively affected, 13 million Americans are alcoholics. 100,000 alcohol-related deaths are expected this year. In the camp of the obedient, those negatively affected, zero. The situation. God commands men against even looking upon a woman to lust after her, and of course this includes women looking upon men. In the camp of the disobedient, those negatively affected, 20 million are addicted to porn, contributing to more than half of all divorces. In the camp of the obedient, those negatively affected, zero. The situation. God instructs his people to consume olive oil and butter, for example, contrary to man's infatuation with deadly trans fats. In the camp of the disobedient, in the past 40 years in the U.S. alone, those negatively affected in the camp of the disobedient, 1,200,000 premature deaths. In the camp of the obedient, those negatively affected, zero. The situation. God commands against the consumption of anything that harms the body, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17, and of course against anything that's illegal. The headline from England's Daily Mail concerning the use of marijuana reads, "Smoking just one cannabis joint raises danger of mental illness by 40%. The following excerpts are from that article. With up to 40% of teenagers and young adults in the UK believed to have tried cannabis, the researchers estimate that the drug could be behind 14% of cases of schizophrenia and other psychotic illnesses. Research completed by leading psychiatrist Professor Robin Murray in 2005 showed that those who smoked the drug regularly at 18 were 1.6 times more likely to suffer serious psychiatric problems, including schizophrenia, by their mid-20s. For those who were regular users at 15, the stakes were even higher, with their risk of mental illness by the age of 26 being 4.5 times greater than the normal, end of quotes. In the camp of disobedient, if you carry the numbers forward globally, those negatively affected would be in the hundreds of millions. In the camp of the obedient, those negatively affected, zero. The situation. God strictly commands against homosexuality, a crime punishable in the scriptures by death. Those shackled by this bondage must turn to Christ for forgiveness and deliverance. The ill effects of this disobedience are very long, very long. For example, the homosexual community is 5,000 times more likely to contract AIDS than their heterosexual brethren, and the male homosexual's lifespan is 8 to 20 years shorter, with one body of research pegging life expectancy at 41 years. In the camp of the disobedient, using a global yardstick of 3% of the population being homosexual, those negatively affected, 200 million. In the camp of the obedient, those negatively affected, zero. The situation. God commands against premarital sex. The following June 8, 2007 Reuters headline reads, "Study: Relatively New STD Eclipses Gonorrhea," and the subheadline reads, "Infection Prevalence Was 11 Times Higher in Cohabitating Couples, Study Finds." In the camp of the disobedient, those negatively affected, millions. In the camp of the obedient, those negatively affected, zero. The situation. God commands against the consumption of any substance that harms the body, and of course anything that is illegal. In the camp of the disobedient, 20,100,000 Americans have taken illicit drugs in just 1 month. In the camp of the obedient, those guilty of this crime, zero. The situation. God commands in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, verse 15, "Thou shalt not steal." In the camp of the disobedient, in America, in 2008, there were 2,222,196 burglaries. For argument's sake, let's assume that there were 5 burglaries per burglar. In 1 year, in the camp of the disobedient, there was 444,440 burglars. In the camp of the obedient, the number is zero. End of quotes. Again, consider Psalms 91, 7 through 11. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. The headline in the October 6, 2014 CBS Atlanta News release reads, "CDC, 110 million Americans have STDs at any given time." A few paragraphs follow. While the national media focuses on the Ebola outbreak in West Africa and the patient in Dallas, the CDC is reminding Americans that sexually transmitted diseases are an ongoing but hidden epidemic. In the United States, nearly 20 million cases of new STD infections are reported each year, reports Live Science. Since infections can persist for a long time, and because some victims are not even aware they have a disease, it can easily be spread to others. Based on data from 2008, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the 8 most common sexually transmitted diseases are chlamydia, gonorrhea, hepatitis B, genital herpes, human papillomavirus, syphilis, and trichomoniasis. About 50.5 million current infections are in men, while 59.5 million are in women, for a total of 110 million Americans with STDs at any given time. 50% of new infections occur in young people from ages 15 to 24, and gonorrhea is the most commonly reported STD in that age group. New cases of STDs cost nearly $16 billion a year in direct medical costs, according to the CDC, end of quote. Sexually transmitted diseases are a pandemic. Looking for proof that the God of the Bible is? Simply look at the results of disobeying His commandments. Those who obey God's word live in the camp of the zeros. God said, Deuteronomy 4, verses 5 through 8, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?" God said, Psalms 91, 7 through 10, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. God said, Colossians 3, 5, and 6, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." Man said, man is an animal too. Fornication is a natural animal drive and is to be freely entered into and even celebrated. Now you have the record.